For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. No area of this state is growing as fast as York County. Fort Mill and Rock Hill in particular are on fire, the same cities that 5 years ago had a lot more empty buildings and a lot less auto congestion are now legit destinations for people looking for something to do. And by something to do, I mean beer.
Food and beverage build neighborhoods. They rule the world, in our opinion. When you get home from work, you go eat, you go drink.
To be clear, we're talking about craft beer, something Ben Lee and his merry band of poker-playing, cigar-smoking, brewing friends helped turn into one of the newest economic drivers in York County. Lee's, called Slow Play Brewing, is one of four within a mile or so of each other in Rock Hill. For the record, the others are the Rock Hill Brewing Company, Dust Off Brewing, and Legal Remedy. These four pubs, together with Lake Wiley Brewing Company and Amore Artis in Fort Mill, have made York County a destination for craft beer aficionados looking to expand their experiences as the Charlotte metro area spills deeper into South Carolina.
We're seeing families that will start on a Saturday morning and they'll do the brew trail all day on Saturday. And then they come in on Monday morning and get their t-shirts.
That's Billy Dunlap. He's the president and CEO of the Rock Hill York County Convention and Visitors Bureau. He's talking about the admittedly surprising levels of success his agency has had with marketing the just-launched Yoko Brew Trail, which, through an app, lets you check in from each of the six brewhouses. Visiting all six lands you a coveted t-shirt. About 2,000 people have already checked in from the Yoko Brew Trail, Dunlap says. A study by the Beer Institute and the National Beer Wholesalers Association found that in 2018, York County contributed almost $7.5 million in total output just from brewing. Keep in mind, Lake Wiley Brewing Company just opened this summer, and the Rock Hill Brewing Company opened halfway through last year. So those 2018 numbers are certain to inflate when the 2019 totals are tallied up.
Just in the, I would say, really in the last 2 months or 3 months, I've seen a massive increase in the number of people who are trickling down from Charlotte. Even though they can do the same thing in Charlotte, they've done it already.
Jared Jones is the head brewer at Rock Hill Brewing Company. And like Ben Lee, he says the presence of brew pubs build communities by offering people places to socialize with their neighbors.
There are parts of Greenville, South Carolina. 10 years ago, there were nothing. A couple breweries go in. Now those areas are growing and expanding. The same thing here is happening in downtown Rock Hill. Finally, Rock Hill has some places to go and some things to do. And as people come to do those social things, then I think everything else grows up around it.
Over in Fort Mill, Amore Artis co-owner Travis Tolson says the welcome his place got certainly backs up what Jones is saying.
We did not think we were going to be as busy as we were, so we were kind of forced to adapt, which was kind of a blessing in disguise.
That's a good problem to have, though, right?
Everyone says that, and it's still a problem to have, but it's better than the other problem of not having people in here drinking beer.
The men and women who've made brew houses a juggernaut in York County pretty much all knew each other through the home brewing scene a few years ago. They taught and learned from each other and their actual friends, who don't see themselves as competitors, but rather as complementary parts of a bigger regional attraction, with room to grow.
The more the merrier.
Mike Ramsey is one of Legal Remedy Brewing Company's six co-founders and self-described warden of wood smoke.
With more breweries opening, it helps, and then that makes Rock Hill a destination.
Ben Lee says the key is that all these brewers make a little something different, so each brew house has its own flavors and personality to let you find just the right place to enjoy a pint or two, preferably with an Uber or a Lyft to get you safely home afterwards. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan.